Can you imagine if you came to one of these things and like you got to see like you got to see Kiss? This close? I didn't even realize that there were people there until the last thing. Be careful. No, but seriously, is it not working? Oh, I have the pedal down. No, but seriously, can you imagine if you came to see them and like they were just sitting like right in front of you? Like if we were sitting, I would be right there, by the way. And no, but if they did this and like the first song they did was Lick It Up. Maybe like Paul played like a banjo part or something. Yes, Shock Me as well, it would be good. Strutter with like accordion. I don't even know if you could extend the accordion that far to get to all the strutter chords, actually. You'd have to poke a hole in it for the minor chords. I hit it again. I didn't want it to feedback while I was rapping. No, it's true. It's amazing. We were having this conversation earlier. It's like, so people come to, you know, like play like Letterman show and they have like a $1 million sound system, right? And like people bring in like their maybe $30 Boss tuning pedals that run between the instrument and like the $1 million thing. And of course, like one of mine was broken. All the shows I've been playing have been, I don't even know if I'm supposed to talk, but I'll do it anyway. But all the shows I've been playing have been, they're just solo shows because I can do extended solos and I know where they're going to end up. And also, I don't have to fight for the mirror before the concert. Get out of the way. And but anyway, so during this next song, you know, because this is like an intimate affair, clearly, you know, at the end of the song, there's usually all the fire goes up. And there's a platform, so I could run up on the platform during the bridge, which is cool. There's just enough time because the acoustic guitar, I normally have this battery-powered thing, so I could just be where I need to be. And I run up the steps onto the second landing where there's this big fan, not like a human being fan of the music, like a propelled fan, and it blows my hair to the right. It's all worked out. And so as it blows to the right, it just cascades across my eyes. Just imagine I hit this note and it goes, ugh. It's the expression of that chord. And then it starts to, then it's, however the hair goes into the wind is totally, you know, it's improvised. We never know. And then a song, I go, this is how Ryan Adams says goodnight. And like 800 pounds of like pyro go off. It is unbelievable. The other day I played this place and they're like, he blew the roof off that place. And like, I literally blew the fucking roof off the place. It was nowhere to be found. But you'll hear the ferocity of the riff. You'll understand. Is ready.